there. I sure love the weekend because I get to spend some time with you. Well, happy Sunday this June the 15th, 2014, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. If you've been living under a rock and not sure what Sunday Worship is all about, it's a program that is focused, well, on the Word of God. Yes, focus on Scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. We may not be living under a rock, but we stand upon the rock, the cornerstone, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, today we're going to continue our series that we started last week. Today we're going to be taking a look, taking a journey through His Word, taking a look at some great scriptures, having some applicable thoughts, and playing your favorite God-honoring music. So let's sit back, relax, unless you're driving, don't want to do that, and enjoy this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. So we are continuing our series today entitled A Journey Through His Word. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 17 says, "See then that you walk not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." You know, friend, no one can add to it. No one can take away from it. No one can stop its advancement, and every single person has it. What's this thing that I'm talking about? That's the evasive, fleeting entity called time. 24 hours a day, 168 hours a week, 8,760 hours per year. That seems like a lot of time, yet how often do we say, "Sorry, I don't have enough time"? We need to pray what a man in the Old Testament prayed. "Lord, teach us to number our days, to use our time wisely," in Psalm 90, verse 12. See, friend, with God's help, you can live as a good steward of your time and enjoy a rich, abundant life. Listening to Sunday worship right here on this, well, Sunday, Yeah, that's why it's called Sunday Worship. How you doing? My name is Joey Kroll, and oh, it's so good to be spending some time with you. I do love summertime. I don't know about you. Summertime is so nice. Yeah, here we are, the middle of June, and every year we go down to southern Indiana. There's a place called Santa Claus, Indiana. There's a great theme park down there called Holiday World. We stay in a nice little cabin. We just look forward to that each and every year. This is our fourth year that we're doing this, and we love summertime in our home. Amen? Amen. Hey, today we are continuing our series entitled The Journey Through His Word. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21 says, "Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it." Have you seen one of those navigation devices called GPS units? Oh, they're great. They tell you where to go. Even when you mess up, they tell you how to get back on track. I love it. It's great. Very helpful. But wouldn't it be nice if we had a device to guide us through the twists and turns of everyday life? Now, while that tool doesn't exist, here's something even better, a book to guide you and access to the Father for personal advice. The Bible and its author can't keep me from getting lost while driving. Well, they can, but they can keep me from getting lost in life. For it takes some time to familiarize yourself with God's guidebook, the Bible. It is a priceless guide that you can use for the rest of your life. You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men may see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Him. We want to see Him. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see Him. We want to see Him. We want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see Jesus lifted high. A banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see Jesus lifted high, a banner that flies across this land, that all men might see the truth and know He is the way to heaven. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see, we want to see, we want to see Jesus lifted high. We want to see.
Oh, friend, it is all about Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. And today we are continuing our series entitled A Journey Through His Word. Psalm 107 verses 1 and 2 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Did you hear about the man who gave up his seat on the bus to a woman? She was so surprised, she fainted. When she got up, she thanked the man, and then he fainted. Sometimes it takes an exaggeration to make a point, doesn't it? Simple expressions of gratitude, appreciation, and thankfulness are so rare that they shock us when we experience them. That's sad if you think about that. We all can find things we're grateful for, friend. Someone once said, if you can't be thankful for what you have, be thankful for what you've escaped. The Bible has a simple, simple point in this thought. It says, give thanks in all things. Gratitude is a great attitude to develop. It makes us more content, more generous, and more in touch with the God who abundantly blesses us. So, friend, develop an attitude of gratitude. Starting today, you'll thank me later.
My name is Matthew. You might have seen me preaching and singing on these dusty streets. Just one of many who were following Jesus. We were all witness to miraculous feats. Maybe you just heard last week they took him. On Friday, my Lord was hung on a cross. It's been 3 days now, and I feel so empty. It's Sunday morning, and I feel so lost.
My name is Mary. My heart is heavy. I've cried so much, I can't cry anymore. How could this happen? He was so gentle. I've never met a man like Him before. How I adored Him, how I believed Him. Such a sweet peace when He walked in the room. feet. Oh, but lately I can't sleep. It's Sunday morning, think I'll visit his tomb.
My name is Peter. Maybe they told you I had denied him. I'm sorry, it's true. He knew my weakness, still he forgave me. I stood up to the soldiers, there were only a few. But I felt his hand come to rest on my shoulder. He lowered my sword. Is this what I've taught? That's when they took him, later they beat him. It's Sunday morning, I wish now I'd fought.
I am a soldier, I am a Roman. I saw the wound in his side cut so deep. I have been stationed all night at his graveside. But it's Sunday morning and I fell asleep. There in the darkness, the earth shook and trembled. The tomb was found empty, the stone rolled away. Mary left weeping, on the path was a stranger. In the first light of Sunday, she asked him his name. She asked him his name.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Love wills to 'Cause love is right here. Love is alive. Love is the way, the truth, the life. Love is the river that flows through, and love is the arms that are holding you, and love is the place you will fly to. Love never fails you.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio in the middle of June. I'm not sure how we got here, but here we are. It's the middle of June. I believe, if I'm correct, next week starts the first day of summer. I'm not sure. In my heart, it's already summer. Amen. Hey, thank you so much for letting me spend some time with you today. I always enjoy our time together each and every Sunday and Thursday as part of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And if you have a question, comment, or maybe even a song request, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is joey@greatnewsradio.org. joey@greatnewsradio.org. Would love to hear from you. Well, coming up tomorrow, you're invited to tune in to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. That's coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32 a.m., of course, Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.